Good morning. Even though I've got the microphone, I felt I needed to shout there. Such is the lovely buzz of energy and noise out there today. Could I welcome each and every one of you to Railway Street Church today and say what a pleasure it is to have you with us for our annual service of enrolment for First Lisburn Boys Brigade. So we welcome the boys, we welcome their leaders, we welcome mums and dads and sisters and grannies and grandas and members of the church family in Railway Street who are all here sharing in this service today. I want to thank all those who are taking part and leading us in our service this morning. But we're here supremely. We're met in this place. We're gathered here as the family of Railway Street Church do every Sunday in order to meet with God, in order to worship Him. And the psalmist writes these words: sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. That's what we're going to do in a moment's time. We're going to join together to sing to the Lord as our band lead us. But before we do that, let's come before God together in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for bringing us together in this place today. We thank You, Lord, for the life and the energy in this building as the members of our Boys Brigade Company and their families have joined us for this service of enrollment. But we thank You above all that we believe as we meet here in the name of Jesus, You are present with us, that the God who created all things is here. We praise You for the great God that You are, the creator of the ends of the earth. We praise You for the good God that You are the Holy One in whom there is nothing false. We thank You for the generous God that You are, that You give us so many good gifts from day to day. We praise You for the gracious God that You are, that You're the one who has treated us not as we deserve, but instead have offered us Your everlasting love and Your undeserved mercy. And so we rejoice to be here today to sing Your praises, to hear Your word, to celebrate the work among our boys' brigade. So we pray, Lord, that we be conscious of Your Spirit among us now. Help us to lift up our hearts and our voices to sing Your praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ has given to the church the task of going out into all the world to tell people about Him. The Boys Brigade exists to help the church in that work. The object of the Boys Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards being a true Christian man. For over 100 years, First Lisburn Boys Brigade Company has been an integral part of the life and witness of Railway Street Presbyterian Church. And as I've said, it's a joy to have the members of our BB Company and their families join us for this annual service of enrollment. First Lisburn BB is part of the life of our church. And we, the members of this congregation, are asked to support the work being done, to pray for the boys, their officers and helpers, that they will be sure and steadfast in their endeavors. At this point, I'm going to ask our captain, David Cleland, to come and join me. David, realizing the call of God and the responsibilities involved in your leadership as captain, do you renew your undertaking to serve God in your company, desiring the advancement of Christ's kingdom among the young people under your care, and seeking to promote the aim for which your organization stands?
I do.
I now enroll you as captain of this company,
and promise on behalf of the congregation to support you by our prayers and cooperation, praying that God will grant you the grace to be faithful to your trust and crown your work with success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Daniel, come and join me. As many of you will know, folks, Daniel has taken on a new responsibility this year. He's taken on leadership in our company section, where I think we've got 40-plus boys this year, which is marvelous to see. David, our captain, has dropped down to the junior section this year. So Lieutenant Daniel Nelson, realizing the call of God and the responsibilities involved in your leadership, do you renew your undertaking to serve God in your company, desiring the advancement of Christ's kingdom among the young people under your care, and seeking to promote the aim for which your organization stands? Now I enroll you as lieutenant of this company, praying that God may grant you grace to be faithful to your charge, crown your work with success. Could I ask all our leaders, please, to stand just where you are in the pews? A lot of familiar faces, but some new faces, and it's always a joy to see new faces coming along to help us in that work. We have 100 boys plus in our company, folks. We don't have all of them here with us this morning. By all means, we've got a very large number of them. And it involves a lot of work, so we're grateful to those who have been serving for many years and those who are serving this year for the first time. Realizing the call of God and the responsibility involved in your leadership, do you renew your undertaking to serve God in your company, desiring the advancement of Christ's kingdom among the young people under your care? And I enroll you as officers and leaders of this company, praying that God may grant you grace to be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. Thank you. Could I ask the anchor boys, please, to stand up for a moment? Yep, you can see yourself on TV there. Could I ask the companies, the junior section, to stand up? Distracted by the fact you're on TV, I think. Could I ask the company section, please, to stand? And boys, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask you each year. By my reckoning, this is the 10th or the 11th time that I've done this. So boys, okay, get it all out of your system. Have a wee wave there, all right? Have a wee wave. Lovely. Brilliant. Yep, okay, go ahead. Super. Right, now listen to me. I have a question. The answer is, we do, okay? But wait till I've asked the question. As members of the Boys Brigade, you are part of the worldwide family of the church. Do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys Brigade and to support the activities of your company? And you said, I didn't quite believe you. We'll try it again. As members of the Boys Brigade, you're part of the worldwide family of the church. Do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys Brigade and to support the activities of the company? And you answered? Yeah, I believed it a wee bit more this time. You're now enrolled as members of the Boys Brigade. May Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to your duty, loyal to your friends, strong in temptation, and to be his faithful servants always. Please be seated. Finally, I have a question to put to the members of Railway Street Church. Do you promise to support the work of our company of the Boys Brigade and to pray for its leaders and boys that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their faith?
We do.
Thank you. I'm going to invite Jonathan Gillespie to come forward, and Jonathan's going to lead us in a prayer of dedication. Thank you, Jonathan.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this BB company and all the work that they do in the lives of each of these boys that come every week. I pray for the activities, that they'll be enjoyable and facilitate new friendships. I pray for the officers as they lead the boys, and I pray for David Cleland as captain, give him the wisdom and energy as he leads. I pray also for Michael Davidson as chaplain, that you'll also give him wisdom and courage, Lord, to lead this company. Lord, ultimately, I pray for your presence to be within this company. I pray that you're the center of this all, and ultimately that your kingdom will be advanced further in this next year. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Usually we have two gentlemen who are sitting pitch side, but I think they're on the cheap seats in the balcony this morning. So Simon and Gordon, could I just ask you to make your way down, please, just down to join me at the front, if that's okay. Don't be shy. Just as they're making their way down, I just want to say a massive thank you to parents and boys for coming along to First Lisburn BB each and every week. It's a real thrill and a privilege to see the church so busy this morning, and every Monday and Tuesday evening to see the place so busy. To see new boys coming along this year is great, and having new officers along as well is fantastic. But we just want to take this opportunity. Gordon and Simon have served, I think, in junior section for 13 years. So they've decided to step down from that role, and they've really just been an incredible help to me. They have led with enthusiasm. They've been faithful week in, week out. They've been about advancing Christ's kingdom, which is our object. And we just want to take the opportunity now just to acknowledge all their work and effort and dedication as they've served so many boys. I was actually thinking probably you would have received P5s whenever you first started, and they are long through and probably serving as officers now. So it shows the length of service, and we just want to give them a big round of applause and say a massive thank you to them. I didn't know how I was going to top it, but I can. So Boys Brigade in Northern Ireland are very passionate and encouraging to make sure that we acknowledge leaders who have long service within the company. Richard Shannon has served in 1st Lisburn BB for over 30 years, which is absolutely remarkable. He was there dealing with the tuck shop and serving whenever I was a boy, and I'm sure there are many parents who have boys here now who remember Ricky serving in BB. And as I said at our awards night, he still knows what people owe him. So I think, Ricky, you need to see him afterwards. I think Roger squared up, but I think you need to see him for some outstanding bills. Ricky, could you come and join me at the front just so we can acknowledge your service, please? And he definitely deserves a round of applause. Thank you so much, Ricky. And finally, just from me, could I just maybe reiterate that call from Michael? With people leaving, there are gaps and there are opportunities to serve. So we do have a couple of gaps, especially on a Tuesday night at Anchor Boys in a junior section. If you are a member of the church, or if you come here and you feel that you can serve in a particular way, could I make a heartfelt plea to you this morning to maybe consider coming down and helping us in our mission to advance Christ's kingdom among boys? And I'm actually going to be really specific. If you're a male and you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, and you feel that you are passionate about the object of the BB, and you feel you can serve for an hour on a Tuesday night, I would really love to speak to you. So please, I'm available afterwards. We would really, really value anyone who has the willingness and opportunity to serve. So thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Folks, I know I'm going to play fast and loose with the order of service here, because I think it would be good to get the Anchor Boys up at this point rather than keep them in their chairs any longer. So I'm going to invite the Anchor Boys to come up to share a song with us, and then Daniel will hand over to you and your crew for interview. Okay, so Anchor Boys, come on ahead.
We're doing that. Good morning, everyone. We thought it would be a good idea for you all to hear a bit about what some of the company section boys have been doing over the summer and also at camps more recently. Just see what opportunities there are for the boys, and also to hear how Christ's kingdom is being advanced, which we've seen in the object of the Boys Brigade. So if Caleb, Josh and Ross here with us, we'll ask them each the same question. They're going to pass the mic along. They've been well trained on Monday night. So tell us about what you did in the summer or at your camp recently.
Yeah, so Throughout summer, I've been lucky enough for the last 10 years, I've been going to a camp down at Mullerton House, just outside Annalong. So throughout the years, you start off week 1 to 5 for the young kids, and then it goes into junior teens and now senior teens. So I'm in my second last year senior teens. But yeah, it's the highlight of every summer. I look forward to it very much. And so I was a day late, actually. So it starts from the 13th to the 18th of July. But I showed up on the 14th. Mum booked the holidays for the wrong day. But we'll let her off. But yeah, so I showed up on the Sunday and I was straight into action with one of our team games. So throughout the week, we're split into teams and we fight for points just in various challenges. So that's good crack. As well as that, we did Senior Assassin. So sounds a bit violent, but... So we had to go around and we had a target and squirt them a water pistol and get it on video. So it was a good laugh watching the videos back. We had a water day as well, which is a good Mullerton tradition. So slip and slide, football, surprisingly no broken bones. But, you know, it was great fun. A formal day as well and a costume day. The costume day, me and my mates, boys being boys, just stuck a school shirt on and a tie and... minimum effort, but we got a bit of stick for that. Kind of spoke about all the fun stuff, but generally the structure of the day is really good. So we'd wake up in the morning at about 7:30 and go down to Peak. Peak is just the place where we go do a Bible study in the morning. So we have a cup of coffee. There's a barista, free coffee, and a booklet throughout the week that we follow. So that week we were doing Mark. So we went through that. And then we'd go to breakfast, eat breakfast, go up into our dorms for quiet time. So dorms, about 8 people to a dorm, and we would have 2 or 3 leaders. And you get to really know your leaders that week. So we'd talk about what we've learned in the Bible study and just stuff that's on our mind. And then we would have barn in the morning and in the evening as well. So barn's like our church. We'd worship, have a talk. And yeah, so there's a great network of leaders there as well. So if you have any questions, you can talk about that. But yeah.
So we were away at Mullerton House as well from the 26th to the 28th of September. It was a great time. Throughout the time there, we focused on the topic Jesus as our prophet, priest, and king. The food was amazing. We had stuff like pancakes, chicken goujon wraps, lasagna, all of the best. And there were about 11 people in our dorm. So a lot of people, there was a lot of fun. Throughout the week, we did several different activities like team games where we all competed for points, night games, which was really fun, evening praise and worship where we sang about 10 songs, and then a quiz at the nighttime, which was also really fun. My team won, as expected. And yeah, so it was a really good time, lots of spiritual growth, really nice to spend time with everyone else there.
Not much sleep with Dylan and Ollie in your room.
Yeah, hi, I'm Caleb. I was on an Exodus team to Salou in Spain this year, between the 17th and the 20th of July. We were serving in the English Bible School for 11 to 15-year-olds, and then there was another Exodus team out at the same time in Salou to do the kids because they just had so many kids. I think it was 127 in total, so there's a real need for us to go and spread the word. Yeah, we had similar things, like we had a water day, we did an escape room, which the kids loved. We did a beach day because Salou's very close to the beach. So yeah, just various things just around the church and just getting to know the kids.
You can hold on to it, Caleb. We'll ask you the second question first. What was your highlight or what was your favourite activity from the week?
Yeah, well, there were so many highlights. It just was a great experience. This is my third Exodus team, so kind of got the rundown of it now, but it was to Romania previously, so Spain was different. But I think it would have to be the small groups after the talk. So there were it was a Spanish leader and then two of us. Obviously it was primarily an English Bible school, so they tried to talk in English, which was helpful for me and Josh, as we have limited GCSE Spanish. But it was really good because they were really curious to hear what we had to say. And yeah, some of the questions they were asking were really good questions. And yeah, it was just really encouraging to see that even in Spain, which is not known for being like really Christian, there's a real need for it. And there's a lot of people that want to be a Christian. So yeah, that was encouraging.
So my highlight, well, there are once again a lot of good things, but it will have to be night games and the evening praise and worship service. The praise and worship service was just really good because you got to sit till late in the evening just praising God through song. And then the night games was also really, really fun just to mess around in the pitch blackness. So always good. I think we do it every year. Hope to see them again.
Yeah, my highlight's probably similar to Josh's. The worship night on the last night. So we have the kind of same thing every year, but it's just very special. We worship for a couple of hours. I don't know, you lose track of time. And then we all sit on the floor in the barn, and a mic is just left on the floor up at the front. And you can go up and share whatever you want, whether it be testimony or just something you've learned. It's really quite emotional time and silence, but it's very special to be a part of, so something I really enjoy.
Perfect, thank you. The last question then, what is one thing that God taught you throughout this experience?
Yeah, I think God and camp as well has just taught me the importance of like who you surround yourself with. So it's like so important to have people around you to keep yourself accountable. I'm very lucky to have a great Christian friend group in school and out. And also just with camp as well, we would have met up with our leaders once a month on a Saturday night, grabbed the Chinese and just talked about life and our faith and how we are. So I just think that's massively important. A wee verse from that week as well that really stuck with me was Matthew 11, verse 28 to 29. And it just says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So yeah, it was just an amazing week, and that's kind of something I learned that week. So,
so we learned more about what Jesus did for us outside of the cross, and once again, how he is our prophet, priest, and king, how as our prophet, he came down to show us our need for a savior. As our priest, he cleanses us and represents us, and as our king, he rescues us and provides us with forgiveness.
Yeah, well, there's loads of different things that God showed us in our time in Spain, but I think the one that stuck out for me the most was God will provide. So about 3 or 4 weeks before we left for Spain, we hadn't quite reached our fundraising total yet. So at our team meeting, we were praying about it. And then during that prayer, we were praying for just to get the funding that we needed. And then after, like literally as soon as we stopped, we checked again and we had reached the total. So it was just really cool to see like God answering prayer so quickly and just, yeah, providing what we needed when we needed it. So that was really good.
Thank you, boys. Give them a round of applause. Very good. If you enjoyed hearing that and you want to hear a bit more, we have a summer mission report service where there'll be a few other people away in the summer. That's on Sunday, 19th of October at 6:30 here in Railway Street. It'd be great to have you along to that as well.
Folks, before I hand over to Reuben, who's going to read to us from the scriptures, and then Daniel, who's going to speak, I have just a few announcements. Some of these are primarily for folks in Railway Street, but others apply to all of you this morning. First of all, to say it's a great joy to have you with us today. And could I say, if you're a visitor today and you live in Lisburn, you don't currently attend a local church in Lisburn, we'd love to invite you to come and to join with us in Railway Street, and to invite you back with us next Sunday at 10:30. You'll be made very, very welcome. This evening at 6:30 p.m., we have an evening service. We're following a series, These Are the Days of Elijah, looking at the that Old Testament prophet, looking at the challenges of living as a faithful believer in Elijah's day and in our day today. And you're very welcome to come and share with us 6:30 this evening. Then could I remind elders in Railway Street and leaders and others that tomorrow evening marks the beginning of Dromore Foundations. This is a new presbytery venture looking at different questions and theological issues. This is happening in Mia's Presbyterian, 7:30 tomorrow evening. The question tomorrow evening, is the Bible still relevant for the 21st century? And that's an invite can go to anybody here this morning. If that's a question you ask yourself, you're interested in, come along to Mays Presbyterian, 7:30 tomorrow. Keith McElroy from First Dromore will be the speaker at that. Next Sunday, God willing, will be our Harvest Thanksgiving here in Railway Street as we celebrate God's goodness and faithfulness to us. The church building will be decorated next Friday. There'll be the usual displays, BB and GB and others doing windows. And we're also encouraging you to support practically the Lisburn Food Bank. The need is great. Donations to the food bank are coming down, sadly. And the food bank in Lisburn are having to use financial reserves to purchase items. Now, this time of year sees a great influx of items. We've already seen that here in Railway Street. Thank you for that. Those are the items that the food bank are particularly asking for at this harvest time. So if you could help with that, if you could donate some of those items and bring those down, folks, bring them down on Thursday evening and leave them in the link. That would be a big help for that decorating then. On Friday. We're not going to have anything like the same number of flowers. Those flowers have been provided for a number of years by John Robinson. John's circumstances don't allow him to do that. So any gifts of flowers or greenery from your garden will be very much appreciated. Can be left in the link here on Thursday between 6 and 8. And then the last thing relates to the invites that hopefully you find in the pews as you came in today, folks. And that's an invite to a Christianity Explored course that's going to be happening here beginning on Wednesday, the 5th of November. There are increasing reports coming in of what people are calling a quiet revival that's happening in our nation in these chaotic days where we seem to lurch from one crisis to another, where there's a loss of hope in our society. There's evidence that an increasing number of people, particularly younger people, are re-engaging with the Christian faith. And Christianity Explored is a course designed to help people meet Jesus as we find Jesus presented in Mark's Gospel. It's an informal, relaxed, 7-week course. It's for anyone who wants to think more about the meaning of life. It's completely free. Don't need to know anything about the Bible. You won't have to speak out loud. You don't want to, but you can ask any question you like, or you can just sit and listen. So take those invites, folks. And their details then, how you can register and sign up for that. Or maybe you're here today and you're a disciple of Jesus. I'd ask you to take that invite and pass it on to somebody else who could use it and encourage them to come and join us. There are further invites out in the porch and in the link. I'm going to invite Reuben Dodds. Reuben's going to come and read to us from Hebrews 11. Thanks, Reuben.
Hebrews 11, 1-2. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Hebrews 12, 1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Hello? Can you hear me? Brilliant. Boys, how you doing? Full of energy? Good. Yes, that's what I like to hear. Welcome again, everyone, to the Boys Brigade Enrollment Service. It was brilliant to hear from some of the company section boys about what they did over the summer. I was also away over the summer. We were in Romania with Exodus. And the theme for the Exodus teams this year was Eyes Up. And we looked at Hebrews chapter 11 and Hebrews chapter 12, which Reuben just read for us. Thank you, Reuben. The first session we did was entitled Faith in the Unseen. And we're going to look a bit more at that now. So if you have your Bibles in front of you, there's Bibles in the pew in front, open them up to Hebrews 11, verse 1. And we're going to look a bit more at that verse now. Just to get your brains ticking over, what is faith? The dictionary definition of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or in something. Complete trust or confidence in someone or in something. Every single person has faith. Everyone has faith in something or in someone. People may say to you, I don't have faith. But actually, everyone has faith. Every one of us sat down after the songs there. We had faith that the seat was going to hold us up and we weren't going to fall to the ground. You had faith in whoever drove you here this morning that they wouldn't crash and that they would take you to the right place. Maybe if you were away in the summer, you had faith in the airplane pilot who was taking you to your summer destination. We all have faith in someone or in something. On a bigger scale, people may have faith in scientists, in teachers, in politicians, in Allah, the universe, or the God of the Bible and his son, Jesus Christ. We all have faith. What does the Bible say that faith is? The Bible has a lot to say about faith. It's mentioned around 500 times. And there's a brilliant definition in Hebrews 11:1, which we're going to look at now. Hebrews 11:1 says, now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We're going to break that down into two parts. Firstly, confidence in what we hope for. People hope for a lot of things. I hope it doesn't rain as much this week so I can play hockey and not get absolutely soaked. I hope you all don't get too much homework this week from your teachers who are very mean and give you lots of homework. I hope that Man United will win the league this year. Now, some of these things are a lot more likely than others. Worldly hope is actually really just wishful thinking, and it's not based on too strong a foundation. For each of these things I mentioned, we have very little control over it, and it may or may not happen. Some of these things can be influenced by other factors. If you're in Romania or Spain, you'd be much more confident that it's not going to rain than if you're in Northern Ireland. If Sir Alex Ferguson was still managing Man United, I would have a lot more confidence in them winning the league than I currently do. But even with those things, hope is still just optimism based on the odds. It's not a true confidence. This passage in Hebrews and biblical hope are completely different. How can we have confidence in what we hope for? If you get the chance later, I'd encourage you to read through the rest of Hebrews chapter 11. It's sometimes known as the Hall of Faith, which is like the Hall of Fame for the Bible. It looks at people in the Bible who by faith serve God, and spoiler alert, it shows how God came through and delivered time and time and time and time again. It shows how God was faithful and worked everything out in his perfect way despite very difficult circumstances for people who kept their eyes up on God. We're never promised an easy life, but we're promised that God will be with us no matter what if we believe in him. These heroes of the faith show us how God has never failed and he won't start now, and therefore we can have confidence in him. I'm sure if you speak to your BB leaders or people in Railway Street or other Christians that you know, they'll be able to tell you about times where God has worked in their lives and been faithful to them. We have confidence in what God has already done, and we therefore have confidence that he will do it again in the future. But what actually are we hoping for? What is biblical hope? Worldly hope is just optimism based on the odds. Biblical hope is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. Optimism chooses to see how circumstances could work out for the best, Biblical hope, however, is not based on circumstances. Hopeful people in the Bible often face difficult times with no evidence that things would get any better. But they chose to hope because they trusted God's word of promise and his good character. Biblical hope is anchored, sure and steadfast, on a perfect God. It is a real and living hope. Hope is a person, Jesus Christ. Hope actually runs the whole way throughout the Bible. Jesus is there at the beginning of the world when it was created perfect. And then there's the fall in the Garden of Eden. Sin enters the world and all hope seems lost. God curses man, but also says to the devil, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. This tells of Jesus' eventual victory over the devil, and hope begins again. We follow the story throughout the Old Testament. We see judges, we see kings, we see prophets who all point to a future hope, a coming Messiah. Then for 400 years, there's silence. Will there ever be hope again? Jesus is born. Hope returns. He heals the sick, proclaims good news, raises people from the dead. He is pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. He is crucified. It is finished. The temple curtain tears in two. The dead are raised to life. And 3 days later, Jesus is not in the tomb. He has risen. Jesus has won. Hope has won. 1 Corinthians 15 says, Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is alive. He is risen. He sits at the right hand of God in heaven, and he will return one day to defeat sin once and for all and lead us into eternal life with him if we follow him. If we accept Jesus into our lives, declare with our mouths that he is Lord, and follow him, then we can have a living hope that lasts for eternity. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 4 says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The key is you have to accept Jesus as your hope. We would love that for each of the BB boys and for each of you here today. Jesus was there at the beginning. He is present now, and he will be there forever. What a hope we have in him. This is why we who have faith in Jesus have confidence in what we hope for. Because of this, we can therefore have assurance about what we do not see, a deep inner certainty that God is at work even when we can't see it. Jesus was the exact representation of God, and therefore, although we cannot see God physically with our eyes, Jesus was seen, and all the things he did on earth were seen and recorded in the Bible. We can also see God at work the whole way throughout the Bible. We can see God in the beauty of creation, and he continues to work in our lives today. We can have true assurance that although we cannot physically see God, we trust in the perfect plan he has for us and his promise of eternal life with him for those who believe. This is not blind faith, but is instead based on knowledge of God. Knowledge that God's character is consistent, his promises are true, and his timing is perfect. That knowledge should then lead us to obedient, trusting, forward-looking faith, even when we do not see all of the details. It should lead us to trust God to guide us in every decision, big or small. It should lead us to live a life that is different to others. It should lead us to live a life where we keep our eyes up on God our Father and Jesus his Son, and focus fully on the sure and steadfast hope that we have in him. Just going to pray now at the end. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you that it's alive and it's active and it speaks to us. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who has died on the cross. We thank you for the hope that gives us for eternal life. We thank you for how we can have a sure and steadfast hope in you through that. We thank you for the boys' brigade. We thank you for each of the boys who come down, for the leaders for everyone who helps out and for who prays for the BB. We thank you for the opportunity we get to advance your kingdom among boys. And we just pray that you would be fully at the center of everything that we do as a boys' brigade. Amen.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, boys. Well done for listening so well. We're going to join together to sing our final hymn. It's a well-known hymn. It wasn't written for the boys' brigade, but it's become the theme song for the boys' brigade. And after we've sung this, we'll remain standing for benediction, and the boys will parade out. I'm sure many of you will want to go out and see them. But after that, folks, you're invited to join us for refreshments in the link and the minor hall. But we're going to stand together. We're going to sing, "We Have an Anchor."
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.